Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, and welcome to the Angelic Realm Show here on the Psychic Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dax Carlisle, president of the Tarot Guild, co-founder of the IAP, and executive producer of Psychic Talk Radio, coming to you live from Tucson, Arizona. The Angelic Realm Show is brought to you by the International Association of Angel Practitioners, also known as the IAAP, the first and only worldwide organization formed to educate and support angel workers and spiritual practitioners. Learn more about our organization at angelpractitioners.com. Today's episode is also being sponsored by the ARE of New York, a nonprofit organization formed by a core group of service-oriented volunteers inspired by Edgar Cayce. Learn more about the ARE by visiting them on the web at edgarcaycenyc.org. Okay, today is open line, so call in with whatever's on your mind or ask questions about working with your angels, angel communication, energy healing, spiritual entrepreneurship, or even about becoming a certified angel practitioner yourself. So you can call in for a message from your angels, guidance, or a mini reading. Give us a ring at 714-816-4628. That's 714-816-4628. Remember to press number one on your dial pad when you get through. That lets us know that you want to be live on air. Plus, you can join us in the chat room and chat with us during the show at psychictalk.net/live. Joining me are my fabulous co-hosts from New York City, IAP Certified Master Angel Practitioner, Sharona Rapsik. And from Long Island, New York, IAP co-founder and certified master angel practitioner, Maria G. Moss. Hello, ladies.
Hey, hello. Hello. Oh, hello, everybody.
We got to shorten the intro. That took forever. I'm like, I was like, oh, my God, this is going on and on and on. Anyway.
Lots of important
basically,
info.
Yep. Basically, angelpractitioners.com, you know, go there. Okay, whew. We've got some people in the caller queue here, but the lines are wide open. Anybody in the chat room yet? I haven't checked the chat room.
I think I see someone in the chat room. We have someone there. Jean. Hello, Jean.
Hello. Give us a ring, folks, 714-816-4628. We would love to chat with you live on air. And it's interesting. It's a 5-day because it's Cinco de Mayo. And 5 is that high energy number in numerology. You know, I was just looking at the numerology of the day, you know, and it's also the chaos number in numerology. But it's really about, you know, adventure and high energy. And that's what happens on Cinco de Mayo. Everybody's out partying and all this kind of stuff. But you got to be careful when you're out there today, folks. Be careful of the chaos because it is a 5-day, you know. The whole date, though, 5-5-2019, that adds up to 22 and further reduces down to 4. So 4 is the number of structure in numerology. And 22 is the master builder number. So this is a great day to build things and take advantage of that high energy of the 5-day and work on your projects and such. I know later today after the show, we're in production on Sharona's new course, Angel Reiki, and we're doing module 3 today, and then we just have 3 more modules to go, and it will be out there. What do you think, Sharona?
I can't wait. So many people have been wanting me to do this course. This is I have been teaching Reiki for over 20 years, and then about, I guess, 10 years ago, I felt I needed to come up with something that included the angels. So I created a new branch of Western Usui Reiki that I call Angel Reiki, And it allows you to work not only with universal energy, but with the rainbow rays of the angels. So everyone was loving it, but I had to come and do it privately with me. So I am so happy that I can put it out to the world where it'll be online. And I am so excited about it and that I can offer it through the Psychic Talk, our university, which we call Psychic Yo. So I know you're going to enjoy it, mm-hmm. and it's a true gift.
Yeah. Folks can go over to psychictalk.net/angelreiki. And if you're not familiar, Reiki is R-E-I-K-I. Or just go over to our Psychic You page, psychictalk.net/psychicu. You'll find it all on our website. Just go to psychictalk.net.
Yeah. And it's very unique, people, in that what you will get is not only a certification in angel Reiki, but you will also get a master certification in traditional Yasui Reiki. And I don't think there's many teachers out there that
any.
Are offering it. So this is something very, very unique. And I'm including all kinds of bonus stuff on how to work with color and sound. So if you've ever thought about, you know, doing healing with the angels, this is your chance and your opportunity. It's very unique.
Yes. Maria, you know, we've been talking since the beginning of the IAP, you know, the end of 2014 and early 2015, that we wanted angel healing.
Exactly. Yes. We need it. The world needs it. And this is just perfect. And it you know, that we had the wonderful things going. We had the Certified Angel Practitioner course, which is the foundation course for anyone that wants to learn how to bring angels into their life and work. And then we also have the Angelic Numerology and Tarot course that we had as part of our master package, and we had the Angelic Mediumship. But the one thing that we were looking for to add and didn't have the time, didn't have the right person for it, was the healing aspect. Not that there isn't healing that takes place with just working with the angels in general, but a specialized specialized modality of healing. And what better way than to bring Reiki, which is a practice that is, you know, millions of people love, and to bring it together with the angels. And I can't think of a better person to do this than Sharona. So, you know, I know that this mm-hmm. is the right time to present it, even though we were thinking of it then. This is the right time because with the angels,
it just
divine
feels
timing
right.
is always right. Right. It feels right. Everything fell into place. Sharona came just at the right time. So I really
Absolutely.
Am excited about it.
Yep. And,
yeah,
you know,
when you connect with the angels, it happens.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're in production right now, but you can enroll in the course right now and get the early bird special. I think it's at half price right now at psychictalk.net/angelreiki. And you can grab the course, enroll now. And as we're doing the production over this week and next week, as the course comes out, you know, you'll get it first. And you'll get that huge discounted price because we're going to have a sale on it once it's out and fully officially launched, but it's not going to be half price. And I think the regular price is like $197, like the rest of our courses. So right now it's $97. You can grab it over there at psychictalk.net/angelreiki. Take advantage of the early bird special we're doing because that's going to go away pretty quickly, right, Sharona, in the next week or two?
Definitely.
Absolutely. And I did want to mention a couple things that relate to Angelic Realms Radio. Maria, you're going to love this.
What's
first of all is just the fact that Janice Fuchs, the other co-founder of the IAP, is coming back to the radio waves with her own show, Wisdom of the Soul, starting in June. She's going to be on Mondays right before Catherine's show. Catherine's show is Compassionate Light, and her show will be right after Janice's. So Janice's Wisdom of the Soul will be right before. There'll be like back-to-back shows on Monday. So double feature every Monday, folks. And we've done double features before, or double headers, I call them. But now it's going to be every week. We're also on 7 days a week now because we're launching the Wednesday show up again this coming Wednesday with Charlotte. And, you know, Charlotte, a lot of you might already be familiar with her because she's called into a lot of shows. She's been a regular listener and caller for, you know, eons. And she's always in the chat room. And now she's going to have her own show. And speaking of angelic realms, and, you know, there's you, me, and Sharona on here now. And we used to have Janice, and Janice is coming back now with her own show. And Jean Mori, that was one of the first hosts back when we were Angels Monday. She's in the chat room listening right now. Hi, Jean.
Hey, Jean. Love you, Jean.
Oh, my God. That is so exciting to see Jean Mori in the chat room. Just had to say that, you know, lots of interesting synchronicities just flowing today with everything in the radio show.
Awesome.
Fascinating stuff.
I just had a discussion this morning with Janice, you know, and I was telling her I was glad to have her back and glad that she can be back. She had a lot going on in her life for a while, but it's really exciting that her new show, Wisdom of the Soul, and I actually know her co-host, too, Lorraine Page. I know both of these ladies, and you're going to really love them. They're really just fun, dynamic ladies, and I can't wait to hear their first show.
That's right. That's right. And other news. Well, in the IAP. So our original website crashed and it was not savable. So we put a temporary presence on psychictalk.net and angelpractitioners.com. Our website URL will take you over to that page so you can still read about the IAP and join the IAP and everything. But Maria told us just this morning that she's going to start work on a new angelpractitioners.com website. So that's exciting news too, right?
Oh my God. I am so excited about it. And, you know, if you would have asked me a year ago, I would say, are you kidding me? I do not have the time for an endeavor like that, a project. You know, I work full time. I'm a public school teacher. You know, I'm out of the house a good 8-9 hours a day. And to think about, you know, luckily with being a school teacher, though, I get a lot of good breaks. We have a lot of vacation time. So that, you know, helps me recharge my batteries. But, you know, when the angels want you to do something, they have a way of lighting a fire under you and getting you going. Let me tell you, the motivation comes, the inspiration comes, the energy comes to get it done, and things like just kind of fall into place. Things move out of the way that need to move out of the way. Things line up that need to line up, and it's just an amazing energy of what happens. So with all of this, when angelpractitioners.com crashed, I said, well, you know what? Time for me to create my own website. So I got to work, and, I thought about it for a while, but I was thinking, oh, I don't know if I would have the time to do this. And then all of a sudden one day I was like, Maria, you got to get going now. I just felt like the burn, like, to do it. So I got going, and I researched some different tools, and I found one that I liked, and I created a brand new website that I would love our listeners to come over and visit today. It's MariaGMoss.com. It's my name, so it's easy to remember. Maria G. Moss, and Moss is spelled with two A's, MAAS.com. And if you come over there, visit my website today, and you join my mailing list, a little pop-up window will come on and ask you to join. You will get a free gift, and I assure you, you're going to love it. It's a beautiful meditation that I wrote and recorded myself that I call Ask Your Guardian Angel, and it's a fabulous meditation that's going to help you to connect with your guardian angel. Ask your guardian angel whatever you want to ask it, and start that line of communication for yourself if you haven't done so already. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to have new gifts occasionally on there. I'm going to change out whatever the gift is. Right now, it's this beautiful meditation. And all you have to do is go to mariagmas.com, sign up for the mailing list. You just put in your email address, and you'll be good to go. And what I'm going to do is anybody that signs up for this, I'm going to give you member login privileges to a special page on the website. And whenever the bonus gifts that I give out and the special welcome gifts change, you'll be able to go in there and grab that new gift too. So you sign up once, and then you'll keep getting new gifts whenever I upload new ones. You just have to remember
that's
to
so
come
cool.
and visit the you just come and visit the site, visit it again, and from time to time just pop in, see what's going on, and go to your special page that you're a member of, and you'll be able to get the free gift. So I just want to get folks over there, and the angels told me this is the way to do it, so that's what I'm doing. And in doing so, I mean, I put this website together, I kid you not, with working all day, and also I have another big project that I was working on. I was part of an angel-thon. Like, I didn't have – it's like I got so much time, right? I did this angel-thon, too, with the host Sherry Myers and about 25-plus other angel practitioners from all over the world. We just did it last Wednesday live, and it's called My Angel Prayer, and it was to celebrate the launch of a new Alexa skill. So if any of you are Kindle people out there, Amazon Kindle people, and you have or you're just Amazon people and you have Alexa, the device, or you have the Alexa app on just about anything these days, even your phone, you go to, go to My Angel Prayer, and you can check out this all free prayers that you can listen to on there, and then there's also a paid version. But there's tons to keep you busy just listening to the free ones for all different kinds of issues and topics and things that people might want, need an angel prayer for. And the lovely Jean Maury, who's in our chat room, she is one of those spectacular angel hosts for My Angel Prayer.
Exactly.
And yeah, she's out there too. So I want folks to go and check that out. And we're going to have Sherry Myers on as a guest on Angelic Realms Radio on your birthday, Dax, June 16th. Write that down, folks.
Yay.
Sunday, June 16th, live at 2 p.m. Eastern. We're going to have the fabulous, creative, talented, I can't say enough good things about her, Sherry Lee Myers on the show. And she is the creator of My Angel Prayer for Alexa. And she's the one that put together this whole angel-thon with all of us practitioners from all over the world. And she's going to be on, and she's going to tell us more about it. And she'll have, I'm sure, lots of goodies and things to share with us, too. So I know that's a lot of info for you guys today. We're only doing the show right now, Angelic Realms Radio, twice a month, first and third Sundays of the month. So when we come on, you know, we have a lot of news to give you. And then we'll get into our show, and we'll give you we'll answer calls and for free mini readings and angel messages. Looking forward to that. But please remember, stop by my site. If anything else you remember today, stop by mariagmas.com. Love to see you there.
And I put it in the chat room already, mariagmas.com. And
thank you,
Dax. But you didn't finish up there. The website crashes. Yeah, you were heading towards this, and I'll just fill it in for everybody. So the website crashes. I've got all this stuff going on. I don't have time to rebuild the website. So I go ahead and build a page on psychytalk.net and redirect the angelpractitioners.com over there. And we figure, you know, you and I talked about, we'll build an AP website like in later in the summer or maybe towards the end of the year when we have time. You know, we're both too busy right now. But then you went through this process and built this website, and you were so shocked at your success and the speed and the angels helping you that you said just this morning, hey, you know, I can do this. I can build the AP website, you know, build it back out again.
Yes, that's another thing that's in the works. Like, I don't have enough right on the plate. But now that I did this and I was able to successfully launch my website, mariagmas.com, I said, you know what? The IAAP, International Association of Angel Practitioners, and angelpractitioners.com really deserves to have its own website again. And now that I've gone through this process, I know how to do it. and I'm going to do it. So it's we're going to have a new place soon. So members that have been members of the IAAP, hang tight because we're going to have another new website, and I'm going to have a directory page where we're going to list all our members. And the membership is free, folks. So for anyone that takes any of our courses, the Certified Angel Practitioner course, the Angelic Numerology and Tarot, the Angelic Mediumship, and Angelic Reiki, any of those courses that you take will qualify you. You will become a member of the International Association of Angel Practitioners, and you'll get a certificate of membership, and you'll have your name posted on our directory of practitioners if you would like to have that on there. If you don't want it on there, well, that's fine. I respect that, too. But, you know, we want to at least do this for our members and get this back going. And then who knows what will happen from there, because things just kind of fall into place and evolve. And you just follow the guidance of your angels one step at a time, little by little, step by step, you will get there. And you'll just keep asking, show me the next right step. That's what I've been doing. Please, angels, show me the next right step. And it's been falling into place. So now I know why. Also, part of the reason why they had me create my new website is because that was going to let me know now that I have the knowledge, I have the skill that I can go ahead and do it for the IAAP too.
Awesome. So let's see. We're getting towards the bottom of the hour. Let's try to take a call or two before the bottom of the hour. And then we're going to do some quick announcements. Sharona's going to do some announcements, and we'll be back with more calls after that. So are you ready, ladies? We'll go to the first caller.
I'm ready.
Who's been waiting the longest here? It looks like area code 361. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Linda, and I'm calling from Texas.
Yay, Texas.
Thank you so much for taking my call.
Yeah, and it's open line, so anything that's on your mind, or do you want an angel message? How can we help you today?
Well, the one thing that's been on my mind quite a bit is how to proceed with feeling good about my right knee. I've had knee issues for many, many years, and they've just gotten progressively worse, but I really want to avoid surgery if at all possible, and I was just wondering what the angels recommend as far as treatment. I don't know whether to continue to dig further into core beliefs and stuck trauma or emotions in the body, or whether I should have stem cell rejuvenation, which is something that I've been exploring and researching, or whether there's a better option
you know,
that
it's
the angels would recommend.
It's interesting that you say that, Linda, because I pulled some cards as you were talking, and that's exactly what was coming up. As a result, I got the Sun card. You can't get a better card than that, right? But I got these other Swords cards, and they're all it's all talking about what you were just talking about, looking into other things. You're not done yet. You're not done exploring. There's more options out there. I know the angel ladies here, Maria and Sharona, they're going to tell you about Archangel Raphael and give you some other ideas. But just right off the bat, that's what's coming through on my end is, you know, don't give up and jump in. You know, and we got to preface this. Whenever we get any kind of a oh, my God, there's a lot of background noise. Hold on a second. I'm going to have to put Linda's line on hold for a second because, oh, my God, it was hurting my head.
Yeah, I heard that, too.
Too much clanging in the background there.
Mm-hmm.
But we always have to preface these health calls with that, you know, none of us here are health professionals. We're not doctors. We're not nurses. We can't give medical advice, okay? So you always have to contact your doctors, work with your doctors on all of this. You know, we're not telling you what to do. But I'm just saying that what I see coming up is that, you know, explore all the options. You don't want to jump into one solution, jump right into surgery, because there's other things. And, you know, just, you know, take a look, but always listen to the advice of your actual health professionals. So, Maria, Sharona, who wants to jump in?
Oh, my God, Dax. I can't believe the cards that I pulled that came up for Linda today. The first, I pulled out some tarot cards, and I also pulled a card from the one of my Archangel Oracle deck. And believe it or not, the card, you can't make this stuff up. The card that came up from the Archangel Oracle deck is none other than your Archangel Raphael, and it has the title of the card in big letters says healthy lifestyle. So, you know, what is that saying? That's telling you to get exercise, to eat properly, to really take care of yourself, because the angels are making me feel like in the past there may have been, you know, some abuse in these areas that led to some of the issues, okay? But they're also showing me in the tarot cards that there's going to be a period where you're going to be resting a lot. So I don't, I'm kind of getting the feeling you may opt for some kind of surgery. But then again, it may just mean, you know, staying off your feet at times. But they're also pointing me to a card, the Six of Pentacles, which is which the figure in it is holding the scales, which is about balance. And Pentacles has to do with, the physical realm. And so it makes me feel that this is connected to the issue. And you have the two figures on their knees. So it's highlighting the knees also. So I feel like what the angels are saying is a healthy lifestyle is what's really going to help, regardless of any of the avenues that you choose, and that it is pertinent for any of the areas you choose, because no matter what you do, no matter what way, what type of healing you go for, if you don't adapt a healthy lifestyle, it just won't be effective. So that's what I'm getting. How about you, Sharona?
Well, it's very interesting. I also got the Sun card, and I think Dax got the Sun card. And the interesting thing about the Sun card is that is associated with Archangel Uriel. And and also the root chakra, which is governs the knees and the lower area of the body. And it's funny, if you look at the card, the horse in the card, he has his knee bent. So we're definitely, this is definitely about helping your knee. But I am getting that you're gonna. I'm getting the Queen of Swords and the King of Wands. So I see you, like Dax was saying, you know, I think you're going to bring in conventional medical remedies, but I also seeing you combining that, you know, working with a complementary healing method too. So you need to bring in both. And because it is a sword, it may be surgery, but what you need to do, it's saying, I'm getting, you know, there's a lot of advanced surgery out there where it's not as invasive of the body. So, you know, look at all the new surgical techniques that are out there. But definitely you might want to, as you're healing your knee and working with your doctor, bring in some things like Reiki or, you know, all the alternative things, diet and lifestyle changes. But it's going to work out really good. Going to be a new day for you, so that's why it's a Sun card.
Awesome. Well, I hope that helped you out, Linda. We got to go on to the next caller here, and the phone lines are wide open at 714-816-4628 if you want to join us. We'd love to chat with you. 714-816-4628. Remember to press 1 on your dial pad so we know that you want to be live on air. And write that number down or put it in your phone or your pad or your computer or what have you, because that phone number is good 7 days a week. We're on 7 days a week now with Psyche Talk Radio. And you can always join, you know, if you, like Maria was saying, you know, don't forget our website. It's like there's only one URL you always have to remember, and it's just psychetalk.net/live every day of the week. psychetalk.net/live, and that will always take you to the next radio show, and the player will be there to listen to the show, the chat room below the player, the call-in number to call in. It's all there at psychetalk.net/live, and you can ask questions in the chat room. So there's a bunch of people in the chat room right now. So if you have any questions, comments, you want to ask about working with your angels, you want to get a mini reading, you can do that from the chat room, folks. PsychicTalk.net/live. Okay, let's see if we can squeeze in another caller. We're towards the bottom of the hour and we have to get to announcements, but let's see who's been waiting the longest. It looks like area code 307. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Alyssa and I'm calling from Wyoming.
Hi, Alyssa. How are you doing?
Hi, how are you guys today?
Great, great.
Fabulous.
What?
Good. I was wondering if you guys would please give me a mini reading, just about whatever you guys get,
what
or
about?
A message.
I love that.
Yeah, let's do an angel message. Woo-hoo. Go ahead, Maria.
Okay.
Sure. Okay, hold on. I was just typing something in the chat room because Jean in the chat room was asking if she could call in, and if she should ask a question in the chat room or call in, I told her go ahead and call in. Okay, so let me, Alyssa, just a message from the angels for you. Okay. Before I pull any cards, I'm seeing an image of a boat. Okay. Is there some connection with a boat? Is it something that, you know, you're looking forward to going and doing some boating now this summer? Do you own a boat? Did you want to buy a boat? Have you recently been traveling? Go ahead.
No, I wish. I've been on a cruise. I went boating a lot. We went fishing maybe when I was younger. We did it growing up all the time, but that's the only thing
I'm seeing boating being something very, very cathartic for you. And if you haven't planned it yet, you may be planning, you may have an outing coming up in the near future on a boat, because I'm seeing a boat, beautiful, sunny, beautiful weather, and the water sparkling, and I see this boat. Now, let me pull some cards for you, too. Okay.
Okay.
The angels, you have... three angels coming forward. You have Archangel Raguel, R-A-G-U-E-L. You have Archangel Haniel and Archangel Metatron. Okay, so Archangel Raguel is, this is the Archangel of divine timing, being in the right place at the right time. He's also the Archangel relationship harmony and clairsentience. And clairsentience is clear feelings, okay. Then we have Archangel Haniel, and I'll explain to you in a minute what this message is for you. Then we have Archangel Haniel coming forward, and Archangel Haniel is very connected to emotions, women's issues, moon cycles, people that are very very sensitive, empaths, that kind of thing. And then we have Archangel Metatron, who... he is an archangel that he's known as one of God's scribes, and he's very closely seated to God, and he knows all of the secrets of heaven, and he's very, very connected with healing when it comes to dealing with chakra issues. Okay. So what I'm getting for you is I feel like you are an empath. You just know, you pick up on people's feelings. You soak it up like a sponge.
Yes.
Okay, so good. You agree with that. Then Archangel Metatron is reminding you that you have to do a chakra balancing and chakra clearing and balancing. Work on balancing those chakras. You need to release a lot of the energies that you were so attracted to from other people, okay? So this is something you need to work on, okay? So Archangel Metatron is, you want to call upon him, and you want to, there's a geometric figure that represents the Archangel Metatron, and it's called Metatron's Cube. And if you're not sure what the image looks like, you can Google it, Metatron's Cube, and you'll see what that looks like. And you want to imagine this cube spinning and coming down from the heavens above and going through your crown chakra, okay, and then making its way through your third eye chakra, making its way through the throat chakra, making its way through the heart chakra. Really focus on the heart chakra a while, because as an empath, that's where, you know, a lot of the energy is sticking. And picture it like spinning and going through and clearing out any negativity and toxins. And as it goes, passes through the heart chakra, it makes its way down to the solar plexus, then again makes its way down to the sacral chakra and out through the root. And then any negativity and any negative energy that's there, just picture it like just being disintegrated and eliminated. And then just say, thank you, you know, angels, for helping me to clear my chakras, and you're ready and you're good to go.
Okay. All right.
Alrighty.
I will do that for sure.
Awesome. Okay, Sharona?
Hello,
and you know, while we're waiting for Sharona, Alyssa, the boat, when I'm thinking now too, in hindsight, the water, what is the water is connected to emotions. Okay.
Yeah.
So, and that sparkling shine, right, the sparkling and the shine on the water is showing me that, you know, we want our emotions to run flow freely, and we don't want to hold on to anything that's weighing us down. We want, you know, a beautiful, bright, sunny day, and that's what we want to feel like. And so that's part of it too. But I do feel, you know, be on the lookout for the opportunity to go on a trip.
Okay.
That has to do with boating. Okay. All right. Go ahead, Sharona.
All right. Yeah, I'm getting lots of water, and I know it seems like you have been really involved and very busy with a lot of things and you know, holding on to a lot of things. You need to let some things go and concentrate on what is good for you. And, you know, maybe it's funny, I'm getting vacation too. Maybe a vacation, or even if it's just kind of like a, you know, doing something good for yourself. I'm also getting that you might be, there might be coming into your life a part-time hobby or work endeavor. I mean, you also are a healer and a light worker too. And you are, you know, that's going to be coming your way. You know, something that, but not full time. It's still kind of in the infant stages.
Yeah.
Do you anything like that?
Yeah. I work with the angels, you know, a little. I'm not really that good at it or anything, but there's just always been a strong attraction for about like 20, ever since I could remember. I've just always believed in angels, and I have angel cards and stuff, and I talk to the angels, but I can't calm my mind enough to, I'm always thinking all the time, and I can't meditate, and so I'm getting held up on that really bad.
Try journaling. Journaling is fantastic. When I work with people and teach them how to work with the angels, it's not uncommon that it's hard to meditate. And the thing about doing a journal, it kind of combines prayer and meditation into one form. So you can just, you know, keep a book. If you have a question, write it in the book and just journal and scribble, draw, do anything. And that will help to focus you. But you definitely have, as they say, you've got the power. So, you know, you've got the angel power. So, you know, think about, you know, one day doing it, because you can help a lot of people.
Yes, I would like. And that's what I would love to do.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I just wanted to kind of on the tail end of what Sharona's saying, I wanted to jump in and say, you know, that the secret to getting out of the headspace and, you know, to do meditation and things like that is to get in touch with the body itself. And that pulls you out of the headspace.
Mm-hmm.
And you can do that in a lot of different ways. One way is by striking certain power poses, as one is, you know, standing up and rotating your shoulders back, chin up, take in a breath. And then the other thing is breath. that gets you out of the headspace. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to worry about meditating for a long period of time. You know, you build up to it slowly in increments. So you find a quiet space, you sit down, and just work on your breathing. And we call it belly breathing. So, you know, people naturally inhale and they expand the upper chest. You want to put a hand on your chest and a hand on your solar plexus. And then you want to breathe in for a 5 count and expand the lungs down so you feel the solar plexus coming out instead of the chest expanding. You want the lower part expanding instead. And just practice doing that. Practice taking breaths. That's going to bring you into your body and out of your head, out of the consciousness, okay? And you just lengthen the time that you do that over time. So you might do a couple of minutes, and then you might get up to 5 minutes, 8 minutes, 10 minutes. And, you know, do it over a week, slowly stretching the time out. And don't worry about the thoughts. If thoughts come in, that's fine. You acknowledge them and you let them go back out again, you see. And people are always worried about that. Oh, I got too many thoughts going on. I can't meditate. Yes, you can. You just have to get in touch with your body and don't be afraid of the thoughts. You know, it's okay. You're going to have thoughts. We all do. So the thoughts will come in. You just acknowledge they're there and let them flow back out again, you know. I'm getting, you know, I wasn't going to say anything because I was going to just have Sharona and Maria do an angel message. But I'm following along, and I'm getting the same thing. So I just had to, you know, the synchronicity is just amazing. So I just had to acknowledge that. When Maria first said about the boat, I'm looking at a card, and I'm looking at this ship in the car in the background. And then when Sharona was talking about, you know, using your healing and intuitive abilities and getting all the this water, I'm getting all these cup cards, which are water. One of them is the Queen of Cups, which talks about using your healing arts, the healing arts, your healing ability, your intuition, getting in touch with that. And it's right next to, in conjunction with the Nine of Pentacles, which I call the self-made woman card. And that's really what the message is, that you can do this healing and working with the angels with other people.
Oh, good. Because that's – I love to help people. And that's what I've been that was my goal, is to, you know, get in touch with myself and with – so I can help other people. And I would love to do some kind of work. It would make my job, or it would make – my life a lot better. I know that. I mean, it would just bring me happiness to help, you know, other people that way.
Well, thanks for the call, Alyssa. I hope this helped you out.
Dax, can
yes,
I just say one more
you.
Thing to Alyssa? Alyssa, this is Maria Maas. If you go over to my website, mariagmaas.com, and sign up for my mailing list, I will send you some more information. I'll recommend some crystals that you could also work with and some affirmations.
Okay.
That'll help you too. Okay. So.
Okay. And what is Maria Maas?
Maria G, letter middle initial G, Maas, M A A S, like in Sam. MariaGMaas.com. Sign up for the mailing list when the pop up comes up, and I will send you some more information free of charge.
Okay, Maria G Maas, right?
Right. Yep, and you'll also get my free angel meditation, Ask Your Guardian Angel, too. But I'm also going to send you in particular, some crystals to work with and some affirmations, okay?
Okay, so Maria G. Maas, I got it. Thank you.
Yep,
guys.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks, Alyssa.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye, have a
thank
great
you.
Day.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Have a great rest of the weekend. And I know we went a little long on that call, folks, but a lot of the information we were giving out is going to help everybody.
A lot of people.
Not just
the
listener. Yeah. On meditation and everything else, getting in touch with your psychic and healing abilities, working with the angels, you know, but and especially the meditation. And I think that guided meditation that you're offering, Maria, is going to help her a lot, too.
I think so.
Absolutely.
She's
going to
learn.
She's going to learn.
She can do it. Everybody, you can do it. You can meditate. I thought I couldn't at one point, too. I remember I say, oh, I can't meditate. oh, I can't sit still long enough. But you know what? I can do it now. And it's once you, you have to do it. You just have to do it. You will be so amazed at how it will help you open up and the amazing connections and guidance you will get from your angels once you start doing it.
Right, right. And we blew past the bottom of the hour, but let's have Sharona do some quick announcements now.
Okay, some quick announcements. You definitely want to tune in tomorrow, May 6th, when we have the wonderful Catherine Hahn. She's going to be starting a new series, Understanding Your Power Within, the Truth of Who You Are. So that'll be on Monday. And then on Tuesday, on the Power of Three show, we have the wonderful host of Rose Fullhorst, also the lovely Dax Carlisle. And they're going to be going over the mediums in the Bible. And that sounds really great. And on Wednesday, we have a new co-host and host. We have Charlotte is going to be on, Charlotte Kwanberg. She's absolutely wonderful. You probably know her, that she does call in a lot, and that's going to be Psychic Wednesday. And, of course, we will be back on May 19th, and we're going to have a guest, Ginger Garvey. And while I have you on the line, one of our sponsors is the Edgar Casey Center of New York City, and I'm a member there. And they're going to be having a really wonderful guest that's going to be coming to New York from the Edgar Casey headquarters in Virginia Beach. And his name is John Van Auken. You probably know him because he's written so many books on angels, fairies, demons, and elementals, but he's really knows a lot about the prophecies of Edgar Casey. So he is going to be shedding light on what's going on with mankind and the earth right now, and the changes that are happening to our bodies, and what's happening worldwide politically and religiously as we advance into a new age. And that's going to be on, he's going to be live here in New York on June the 1st. And if you want tickets, you can go to two sites. You can go to edgarcasey.org. That's Casey spelled with a C-A-Y-C-E. That's the headquarters, or you can go to edgarcaseynyc.org. Highly recommend that. And I think, Dax, while you're here, I see something about you're going to be doing a podcast on how to start your own radio show. Is that correct?
I'm going to be a guest on Sue Schumacher and Ann Enola's new show. They started a new channel on Blog Talk, and they were hosts here on our network. And so they invited me as their first guest ever. We're going to talk about how to start your own radio show or podcast, because that's exactly what I did. You know, I did that eons ago, and Sue and Ann did that, you know. And so we're going to talk to people about doing that. And their network's called Scrolls of the Soul Radio. And I have a blog post on the upcoming shows, psychictalk.net/upcoming. You can go check that out. That's going to be on Thursday, right after Stephanie's show.
Yes, and Dax is really humble. He is such a great, he's a great mentor and a great coach for spiritual entrepreneurs. And I think you came up a word, spiritualpreneur. What's that word that you came up with? But he is just really great. So just a shout out to one of my favorite people and my co-hosts. Both he and Maria are awesome.
Awesome stuff. Thanks for the announcements there. Remember to check out Sharona's course, psychictalk.net/angelreiki. That's another good one for Alyssa. Would, you know, to get into the healing aspect of it, angels and Reiki together like that.
Be perfect.
Well,
for her.
It's self-healing and helping others. You know, you start by healing yourself, and then you just it's such a beautiful thing to do. You know, to be of service to mankind, but not just mankind. You can help animals. You can help world events, and it really puts you into, we call it synchronicity, where you start creating with the help of the angels. So it's not just health, it is everything.
So that would be good for Alyssa and anybody else out there that wants to do healing. Go check it out. You know, we're running that
early bird
special right now. Yeah. psychetalk.net/angelreiki. Go check it out. And we have a request for a angel message in the chat room from Charlotte. Maria, do you want to do a fast angel message for Charlotte there? And we'll get back to the phone calls. Time's getting
sure.
away from us, folks.
Sure. Okay. Well, the Archangel Uriel is coming through, Charlotte, for you. And Archangel Uriel is connected with the, I feel his energy a lot with the solar plexus chakra and with self-confidence. Okay, so I feel like he's coming through for you. And he's also helping to shed light on something for you, he tells me. He says, you know, he's kind of like leading you from out of the darkness, and he's shedding light on things for you. That's kind of how it's coming through to me. And he's telling me that he you have the sense of you have these sense of claircognizance where you just kind of know things sometimes, and that's Archangel Uriel helping you with that when ideas and things just pop into your head from out of the blue when you're not focusing on an issue, and you ask the angels to help you ahead of time, and you put it out there and you leave it to the angels, and then all of a sudden you're doing some mundane task and this idea pops into your head out of the blue and you're like, wow, that's exactly what I need to do. Why am I thinking this now? Why didn't it come, you know, why didn't I think of this sooner? How is this coming to me out of nowhere? That's how Archangel Uriel will speak to you. Okay, so that's what I'm getting. Sharona?
Awesome. Well, let's just leave it at that.
I'll leave it at that?
Because okay. We have so many. Yeah, we got so many callers and everything. I just wanted you to do a quick angel message for Charlotte.
Right.
Let's try to get back to the phone calls here. We want to squeeze in as many as we can.
And Dax, can we just like just quick? I know Jean Maury, she was in the chat room too, and she had asked earlier if she could have a message. And she was on hold, but I think she's kind of way down the list. But I think she had mentioned it was her birthday, if I'm not mistaken. I'm just going to scroll back through the messages
here. I was going to try to bring her on.
It's her birthday. Let's bring her on.
Okay,
I
need her area.
She's 828.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was just going to bring her on. Hello, Jean.
Hi, Jax. Hi, Maria.
Hi, Jean. Good to hear your
voice. Hi, Sharona.
Hey.
Yeah, well, tomorrow's my birthday.
Tomorrow's your
happy
birthday.
Birthday.
Happy birthday, Jean. Are you doing anything special?
I don't know. I like to play it as it goes.
Okay, let's give Jean an angel message for her birthday. Okay. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Have you been... Well, I know you work with angels. I mean, that's one of the things I know about you from way back, and with angels and tarot and all that. But in particular, have you been calling upon Uriel and Raziel and Shamuel in particular?
Uriel, but not the other two.
Not the other two. Okay, because they're coming through too. And Uriel, he came through first, and he's you know, I pulled some angel cards for you, and it's the card that says, "You know what to do." So, if there's something you've been contemplating, he's saying you already know what to do. And then Shamuel, as Eyes of God comes through, and it's like if you need to find further inspiration for whatever it is that you have, you know, contemplating on doing, and you're not sure what the next step is, ask Archangel Shamuel to help you find. The right best next step or the inspiration that you need to take that next right step. And then Raziel, you know, he's coming through, and he's saying, you know, he's there, he's behind you, he helps you to sort out all of these the information that you get, the information that comes to you psychically, the information that comes to you through your cards. And he's there, and he's saying, if you ever get days where you feel like, you know, I'm having a little trouble connecting, I'm not sure, you know, if I'm getting the right message here from this, call upon him. He's going to help clarify that for you, okay? And I'm feeling something about, I don't know what I'm getting something about a dog, and then I'm also getting, I get these weird, like, flashes and images in my mind's eye. Dogs, and I'm seeing, like, a little dog, like they call, what do they call it, a Dachshund? They call him a Frankfurter dog?
Oh,
yeah.
You know, they call them for, like, for a nickname, like a Frankfurter dog. I don't know if you know anybody that has a Dachshund, or if you've been thinking about getting a little dog, or if you ever owned a little dog like that, but I'm seeing this little kind of, this little Dachshund, and he's coming through, and there's this energy of this little dog around you.
Interesting.
Okay. So I don't know if that makes any connections with you, but that's what I'm seeing him. He's like a really shiny coat. He's a brown, like a solid brown, like chocolate color, like a chocolate color.
Yeah, I had a Dachshund too. Love those dogs. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we're not playing
yeah.
again. I know
yeah.
that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's true. I forgot, Dax. I forgot you have that. You have that kind of a dog. Or Doug has that dog.
Penny.
That's right.
Well,
kind of dog. That's exactly the dog
yeah.
I'm seeing.
Just like Penny.
I don't know if I'm picking up something from Dax, but no, I was focusing on Gene when that came in. So there's something there. Something there.
Oh, real quick, I got something for Gene, and this is interesting
mm-hmm.
because I wasn't able, or I, you know, there's so much. I forgot to do the card of the day. At least I don't think I even did the card of the day. And I pulled some cards for Jean for her birthday message, and I got the same card. I got the death card. And this is a card mm-hmm. of transition. And when I pulled this card as the card of the day a few hours ago, and what a synchronicity, got the same card as mm-hmm. a message for Jean. You know, I was drawn to the horse, and it popped in my head, beating the horse to death. You know, that old saying?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And, yeah, so Jean, the message is, you know, there might be something that you just need to give up and just let go.
Yeah,
stop
beating
the horse to death.
Yep,
there you go.
I understand that one. Thank
and
you.
And they're telling,
what about you?
They're also, can I just jump in one more time? I'm also getting to Jean that they're saying don't worry about money, and that that they're gonna be helping you. I know you've been doing this kind of work for a long time, but if you've been thinking about some changes to the work that you do, they're gonna help you with that too. And they're saying, don't worry, you know, don't worry about money.
Nice.
Go ahead,
thank you.
You're welcome. Go ahead, Sharona.
I got the judgment card, which and Archangel Gabriel. This is like you're gonna be waking up to. Like it's going to be like a rebirth. I mean, what a beautiful card to get on your birthday. So things, you're going to be doing new things and new opportunities. This is one of the best cards to get on your birthday. So get ready. A lot of good stuff is going to be happening.
Thank you. Thank
you
all.
Happy birthday, Jean.
Thank you.
Awesome.
I appreciate it.
Well, we hope
it.
To get to talk to you again.
Okay. That'll be fun.
All righty. Have fun on your birthday tomorrow.
I will. Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye,
Jean. Bye, Angel. Blessings. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Bye.
Jean was one of the original hosts on Angels Monday, which eventually morphed into this show, Angelic Realms.
Yes.
Talk about a flashback.
Yes, it's great to hear her voice. Okay.
Well, we got a lot of other callers in the queue.
Yeah,
we'll
do.
See if we can get a couple.
We'll do them quick. We'll do quick messages.
Yeah, let's do it quick. Okay, so area code 516 is next.
Oh,
caller, what's your name? Hello. Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Randy from Colorado.
Hi, Randy.
Hi. I'm calling because I just was promoted to head teacher, which is really great news.
wonderful.
But,
congrats.
Thank you. But they put me with this teacher who I'm not really fond of.
Mm.
I'm just wondering what you see for that.
Oh, boy, I can relate to that. I'm a teacher, so I can relate to these kind of things. Oh, boy, Randy, okay. Oh, the angels are saying to take the high road, take the moral ground, defend your ideas, defend your beliefs, but take the higher road. Don't let others push
mm-hmm.
your buttons. Okay, that's what they're saying, and I'm going to give you an archangel to work with. Oh, my God, I pulled the Archangel Shamuel, and the card in big print on it, you can't make this up, says peace. Okay, so Archangel Shamuel, whose name literally means eyes of God, is going to help you find peace in this situation if you call upon
okay.
Archangel Shamuel. And you could also call upon Archangel Raguel. Because Archangel Raguel is known for relationship harmony in all relationships, whether it's home, love life, family, work, it doesn't matter. Okay, but the card of peace comes to you from Archangel Shamuel.
Wow.
Okay.
And
okay.
In alignment with that, I pulled the Fool card saying, you got to take this as a leap of faith, and the Devil card. Don't be attached necessarily to it's got to be done this way. And then there'll be more peace and more harmony. Let's see what Sharona has to say. Sharona?
I'm getting a very similar reading to Maria's, and it's definitely, I see Archangel Michael, and there's going to be situations that probably will be upcoming with this new job change where you are going to have to be very careful and keep the high road and stay, talk to the angels,
keep
up for yourself.
I don't believe in coincidence. There must have been a reason I was. What am I supposed to work from this situation with her? Am I supposed to gain something from this relationship that I'm placed with?
Yes, cooperation.
Yeah,
remember that card that I got about not being attached to the way things were this way in the past. And being attached to it has to be done this way. And it's kind of like a life lesson. I mean, both the cards I got were major arcana cards. So it's not just the mundane what's happening in the classroom, but it's your life. It's actually a big life lesson to, take the leap of faith, not be attached to a certain result. It has to be this way. Let things come.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
I don't like life lessons.
Tolerance, my dear.
You
remember,
and the rest
call upon
of us.
Shamuel for peace. This archangel could help you find anything
Shamuel.
That you need to find. Anything as big as peace of mind is a big. It might sound small, but it's a big thing. Okay, so
peace
call upon archangel. It can help you with small things too. You lose your car keys. Call upon Archangel Shamuel. Need peace of mind, call upon Archangel Shamuel.
Yeah, just
and we
be
gotta
very
run,
professional.
Randy. Mm-hmm. Be professional. I hope that helped you out, but we got to go quickly here, try to get some more calls in. Remember, if we don't get to your call today, we're on 7 days a week, psychetalk.net/live, same telephone number. And let's see who's been waiting the longest. It looks like 561. Caller, what's your name?
Hi.
Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Stacy, and I'm calling from Florida.
Florida.
Hi, Stacy.
Hi.
Hey, Stacy.
Yes. I wanted to know, what do you see coming up for me this month in regards to career and, just new beginnings?
Let's have Charlotte go first. Charlotte, why don't you go first?
Charlotte? Sharona, you mean.
I mean, Sharona. I'm sorry. Jesus Christ. Sharona.
Okay. Well, this is in regard to career. Definitely, you're going to be doing something creative, something artistic. Going to be working, you know, you're going to be really working really hard. You know, we get, you know, the Empress card, which is, we have Archangel Gabriel, who's associated with it. I don't know what type of work that you do. Sometimes people do a hobby or, you know, or it's their full-time job, but something very creative where you work with your hands and doing a lot of it and enjoying it, having it being very fulfilling. Maria, what are you getting?
Oh, boy, the angels are telling me that they want you to use your special gifts, okay? And they say you know what they are, and you've been giving special gifts for a reason, and once you start using your gifts from God, you will see that doors will open for you and things will start flowing in the direction that that's positive for you. I know that you've been through some very, very rough times. I believe very recently there was something that was a rude awakening and some turmoil. But the thing is, you've come out of it whole and, you know, you've come out of it better than you were before. So I think now is a time to step into your own and really start utilizing the gifts that you know you have, your innate special gifts from God. And if you're if there's been any legal matters, I believe that they will be, as long as you call upon your angels and you ask for guidance, they will be resolved to your in your favor. Okay?
Okay.
All righty.
Awesome. Well, thanks for the call, Stacy. We're going to see if we can squeeze in a few more here. And let's see. 917 is next. Hi, caller.
Hi,
what's your name? Where are you calling from?
My call. My name is Tim. And I would like to know, I like this guy. His name is M. Starts with an M. And I want to know if you see anything for us or any future for us.
All right. Let's see what we got. Okay. Well, the angels are looking at this positively. You know, I'm getting some positive cards here on this. Does he like biking by any chance?
He loves biking. He bikes
everywhere. Oh, that's
everywhere.
It. He's good. He's good for you. That's what they're telling me. Show me he's into biking. Perfect.
Yep. I did it as a yes-no spread and got lots of yeses, including the success card, the Six of Wands, the Hierophant card, which can often indicate marriage. Okay. I've got cards of celebration, the Page of Wands talking about foreign travel. I mean, all these cards look really, really good, I just got to say. What about you,
awesome.
Sharona?
Yeah, the card that I had a jumper card, that's where one falls out of the deck. So I just picked it up, and it's the King of Wands. So he may be like a fire sign, but he's definitely someone who is very passionate, good at doing things and, you know, creative and can encourage you in many ways. So that's a really good card. And,
okay.
So get into biking, Get into biking,
no,
too,
I am
so you can do it with him.
I am into biking already.
Perfect.
But I was wondering, because right now we're going through a little bit of a hard time, so I was wondering, like, what is he like?
Yeah. One of the cards I got, this can help you out here, Tim. Well, one of the cards that I got that I didn't mention was the Fool card. And that's, again, I got that for a previous caller. It's taking the leap of faith. It's all mindset. And you really just have to jump in and just go for it.
He's just like, he's just saying all these mixed messages to me, you know? It's very confusing for me. Like he'll say, like, I don't want to, I'm not calling this a relationship. We're friends. And like, you'll be my friend forever. I can be your friend forever. And then when I said, like, okay, if you're going to be with another, are you going to be with another girl? And he's like, inevitably. And I'm like, oh, that I don't want. I don't want to be your friend if you're going to have to be with somebody else.
There's positive things to come from this relationship regardless, because even if he is not the, you know, the one that's going to be the one for, you know, for good, there's positive things to gain from this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So look at it that way, you know, enjoy your time, stay positive, and then keep your eyes open. But there's definitely, it's not a bad experience for you. That's what I'm getting. You know,
no.
There's positive things to be gained here.
Yeah.
Okay, so with an open mind.
We were doing really well, and then he just quite goes and says, doesn't say something stupid like that, you know.
Well, maybe, you know, people start to, you know, he has a change of heart for God knows whatever reason, okay, but I do feel that there is positive things to get out of this, so take that and keep an open mind, and, you know, the biking was, that was like a big deal, like definitely the biking, and so maybe there's somebody else you're going to meet that's into biking, but there's something to do with biking.
Yeah.
And that being a good connection for you. Okay?
Oh, yeah, that's true, too. Yes, thank you. Yeah, you never know. It could be somebody
else.
You
never know. And you will look back on this, and it won't be bad. It'll be, you'll get something positive out of it, even, you know, if it's, you know, knowing what that, you know, you learn something from this and you move on.
And I think there's a clue in that because, you know, I got that fool card and said, take the leap of faith. And it's not saying that the outcome you have in mind is what's going to happen. It's just saying that you go with this and see where it leads.
Right.
And if it ends up just being a friendship and you meet somebody else while you and him are out biking, that's great too, you know?
Awesome.
I mean, so,
exactly.
You know, yeah, I think we're, you know, and I got this with the previous caller with the attachment thing, you know, getting the devil card. I think we get too attached to specific outcomes. You know, it has to go this way. And you need to be open. Yeah.
That's
so
a good point,
ladies,
Dex, for anything. Be open to angelic guidance. Let the angels show you the next right step.
Right.
Because we don't know what's best for us, but the angels do. So just you have to do what feels good to you. And feels good in your gut, feels good in your heart, and move forward with that. Because the angel, as long as we keep doing our best and we put our best foot forward and we do everything with love, we will be led in the right direction to what's in our highest good.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So do we have time for another call or?
Right. So, you know, it's like that's what you're saying. Don't be, you know, have to draw this picture of the outcome you want. Leave some space in it for the angels to make adjustments for you.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that was good advice. I can do one more, sure.
Okay, Sharona?
Yes?
Same question to you. Are you
good? Yeah. Are we we can go ahead with another one.
Okay, that's what I was trying to get at. I'm getting some feedback on one of your lines. I don't know which one it is, but
let me mute myself.
Just throwing that out. Okay, I think it might be Sharona's line. Maybe not. Might have been Maria's because she muted. Okay, so we'll go to the next caller here. Area code 216. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Patricia, calling from Cleveland, Ohio.
Hi, Patricia.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I just called in. I need to find out. Long story short, I have been here. I came back here the last 7 years, and it's been difficult. This is regarding money. I've been applying to jobs, and it's time for me to relocate and move on. It's just been the damnedest, hardest thing for me. I have not been able to get, have not been, you know, nothing. And I know that where I want to relocate to, long story short, I've gone through dark night of the soul, a lot of psychic attacks. Along this last 3 years, I've encountered for my first time a past life experience with a person here, and that person won't let go. But anyway, and it's just, and nor for me, to, and I mean just, you know, just a job to just so that I can get money so that I can move on. I know exactly where I'm moving to because it's just draining my energy, so to speak, and it's a toxic energy here in this town and probably this area. And I've been applying to jobs where I want to move to. I know exactly where I'm going. But I prayed, I burned candles, I'm chanting, I'm invoking Goddess Lakshmi. Whatever I hear on YouTube, clearing out the root chakra. Just to get something. And I mean, what I've been relegated to was working through a day labor. This Minuteman, you know, earning the minimum wage, but that's so physically demanding on my body. My back is hurting, you know, and standing up for that period of time, and mm-hmm. you know, it's like I said, I may get $50 out of it. Yeah, thankful for that, but I can't do that. You know, I can't do that for 5 days a week, and then of course, you know. The males tend to go out a bit more. But anyway, I don't know what's going on because I am going to relocate. I need to.
Well, I need to make a suggestion. Patricia, this is Maria Moss, and I'm hoping that when Sharona comes on, maybe she can just give you some angelic Reiki advice or something that you can work with in order to help clear the energy around you. And that sort of thing. But the funny thing is I wasn't getting anything about the work. What I'm getting that was coming through to me is Archangel Azrael, Azrael. And this archangel comes through when somebody is grieving a loss of something, somebody needs comfort, okay? So this angel is very close by you and is helping to bring you comfort. And I'm getting more like, you have to let you know that you have loved ones that are around you. If there's somebody that's been on your mind that's on the other side that you've been thinking about, then it's most likely this person who is coming through, and they're reminding you that all you have to do is think of them, and they're there at your side. And one of these people in particular, is acting kind of as a spirit guide to you now in this life, okay? So that's the message I have. And I'm hoping Sharona has maybe a little angelic Reiki to end this call with.
Well, I think what I'm getting is you need to do kind of a spiritual detox. It's kind of like a lifestyle change. Maybe change the way that you're eating. Maybe you need to start meditating and doing exercise. But there's a blockage where you have to clear it. I can send you some Reiki energy, visualizing you in front of me, but you do have blockages. But you have to, on your own, you have to work with the blockages. I would also try journaling. Write a story of your life the way you want it to be. There's a lot of, you want to start being more positive and more loving with yourself. But drink lots of water, detox. And that will help.
Okay, I don't know. I'm not thinking of the other the lady that just was talking. I really haven't been thinking about anyone who has passed over.
Maria.
Recently.
No, I'm just saying if you were, then that's the person that's probably coming through that I'm picking up on. Okay, if you have been thinking of someone, but there, when I say this to you, who's the first person that pops into your mind?
No one.
Hmm?
No one. I mean,
there's no one that you have on the other side that when you think about a loved one that's on the other side, there's not one person in particular that is the person that you think of more often than others?
Well, I'm not thinking of them. I'm thinking of getting some money because I'm tired of being stripped.
No, I know, but I'm just saying when you do, who is the person that you would think of most often? That is most likely the person who's reaching out to you. Okay, mm-hmm. I'm feeling somebody that had an issue with their throat.
Sheesh.
Somebody may have had trouble communicating towards the end. They may have had some swallowing issues, digestive issues. Okay.
Sheesh.
I feel like a female energy.
I've been saying my grandma Emma, but I didn't know her.
Okay,
because
grandma.
She died when I was very, very, very
doesn't
young.
Doesn't matter if you didn't know her.
Yeah.
Okay, person is the energy is with you and around you. Mm-hmm. Okay, so this person, if you could find out and confirm that this person had issues communicating towards the end, if they had issues swallowing, digestive issues, female, if you could confirm that that's it, then it's very likely this person, and they are around you, and they want to support you and guide you, help guide you through things. And I want you to call upon Archangel Azrael, Azrael, for comfort, okay, in your time of need. Okay, this Archangel will help you with anything that may be weighing you down, anything that we're grieving a loss of, whether it's a loss of a job, a loss of a loved one, you know, a loss, you know, moving and having to leave things behind that we're attached to, any kind of grief over anything, you know, something that you have to give up. If it's giving up smoking and you don't really want to, okay, these are the kind of things, anything that we're grieving a loss over, Archangel Azrael can help with that big time. Okay.
All right. And that still may not be the person, but. All right. Anything else?
Thanks for the call, Patricia.
Thank you, Patricia. And you might have your initial P might be related to this person. Maybe when you were named, somewhere with the initial P, like your name. That's what I'm getting.
Okay.
All right.
Well, we got to end it there. We're way over, but I'm glad we got those calls in that we got in.
Yeah.
Yep. Awesome show today, ladies. And we will be back. Sharona, you and I are going to be back on the 19th.
That's correct. With a guest. We're going to have Ginger Garvey.
And Ginger Garvey is a graduate of the Certified Angel Practitioner course. She's a graduate of my course. She's a member of our organization, the International Association of Angel Practitioners, which is why we call it Angel Practitioner Spotlight. I'm so sorry that I'm unable to be here with you on the 19th. I was, you know, originally planning on it, but then an important family event came up that I received an invitation to that I didn't know about. So I didn't want to go changing her date and all. So I'm glad that you, Dax, and Sharon are be able to have our guest on and chat about her experiences with the Certified Angel Practitioner course and the IAAP. And I will listen in afterwards in archive to that show. So I'm looking forward to it. And I'm looking forward to being back with you all the first Sunday in June.
That's right. Don't forget
for
to
more
tune in tomorrow for The Power Within on the Compassionate Light and Healing show. Catherine Hahn is beginning a whole new series of shows, Understanding the Power Within. The Truth of Who You Are is tomorrow's show, and she'll be taking calls as well. So if we didn't get your call today, call in tomorrow. I'm going to be on the Tuesday show as a guest co-host with Rose mediums in the Bible. And then, of course, Charlotte's going to be on with me on Wednesday. We'll be taking calls all show long, and you'll get to meet Charlotte. PsycheTalk.net/upcoming for all the upcoming shows. Remember to go over to angelpractitioners.com to learn more about the International Association of Angel Practitioners, and you'll find all of Maria's and Sharona's courses right there on Psychic U. Go to PsycheTalk.net, and you'll find our Psychic U with all the courses. Go check it out. That's it for today, folks.
Awesome. Angel blessings, everyone.
Angel
bye, everybody.
Blessings,
goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. All caller. Bye, Sharona.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Maria.
Bye, Dax. Bye, Sharona. Bye, everyone. Angel blessings.
Bye.
Bye-bye.